This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Trey is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by a lady named Madison. Lady Madison is ghosting him.
So official. I
know. What's up, Trey? How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, man. Thanks for agreeing to do this. Well, first of all, before we talk about your date, tell us a little bit about Lady Madison. How long has it been since you talked to her?
This is such an elegant ghosting.
It's been like 2 weeks since our date, actually. And I haven't heard a word from her except for the morning after we first met. So I'm definitely confused for sure.
So let's go to the date and let's work up to where we are now. So how did it go? How did you meet her?
Sure. Yeah, we met on an app. Things were going well. We started chatting. The connection was really strong. So we were like, let's meet up. Let's have dinner. Let's see where this goes. So I took her to my favorite Italian spot. Dinner and drinks. Very chill date. Like chill in the best way. Like very easy to talk to her. The connection we had while we were texting was definitely strong in person, which like in my experience doesn't always happen. Sometimes it's really easy to text someone and then you get there and there's nothing to talk about. But it was really playful and flirty, and we enjoyed our food, and we had like wine with dinner. We had cocktails before dinner. And the waiter even was like, "Hey, y'all make such a beautiful couple." And I was like,
I love when that happens. It's a sign.
Yeah. It's awesome when it happens on a first date too, because it can get really awkward sometimes. You're like,
Yeah, totally. And like, actually, it was kind of like sitting there, I looked around and I could feel people like admiring her. Like she is beautiful and she just has like a presence about her. And so I felt pretty confident by the end of the date to be like, why don't you come on back to my place? And even that, like we got back there and, you know, that went well. She was like, your apartment's amazing. The decoration's really cool. I love all the photos. Like I took some trips around the world. I've kind of took some time off to travel and I have photos up all over the place, like just photos from all my travels. And she was like, this is amazing. Like, so cool that you got to do that. And like, it was a whole new level to our conversation, you know, and it just all felt really easy and really right.
Any idea why she's ghosting you then?
No, I have absolutely no idea. Like we did like, you know, truth be told, we did hook up that night, and right afterwards I fell asleep, and when I woke up in the morning, she was gone. So I texted her and she did respond at first. She was like, you know, thanks for dinner. Thanks. Nice meeting you, whatever. Like it kind of already felt like she was kind of blowing me off. And then the only thing I could think of is that maybe she thought that like all I really wanted to do was get laid. And then like once that happened, I wasn't interested anymore. But like, you know, I texted her first and then I tried to follow up a couple times. And that's when it really was clear to me that I was being ghosted.
Okay.
That's weird.
You think maybe she was just using you for,
yeah,
you know, what you got?
Ow.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she was a one and done, but it definitely didn't seem like that in our, like, in all the connections we were making. And, like, you know, we were talking before we hooked up. We, like, talked about other dates or other things we were going to do together, or, like, you know, different. It was just, it definitely felt like it was someone I was going to see again and really spend some time with.
Okay.
So that's why it just feels very weird.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll try to figure it out for you, man. We'll play a song, come back, call her, and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you, and then maybe get you another date if you still want one after you hear the reason. All right. Play a song, come back, get your first date follow up next.
First date follow up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Trey is on the phone, and Trey took Lady Madison to a ball. They danced for hours, and then they made sweet loving all night.
That sounds like a wonderful dream.
It really does. Trey's getting ghosted by a woman named Madison. They went on a date, and he has no idea why. We're about to call her and see if we can figure it out for him. But Trey, before we give her a call, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about your evening with Lady Madison?
Yes, well, my evening with Lady Madison was as romantic and magical as that makes it sound, but we met up, we've been chatting on an app, we met up at my favorite Italian spot, dinner, drinks, cocktails, wine, you know, the whole nine yards, and we were really hitting it off. I was feeling super confident, took her back to my place. She was like, your apartment's amazing. We were chatting about other dates we were maybe going to go on, other time we were going to spend together, and then we did hook up. I fell asleep. I woke up the next morning. She was gone. I texted her. She said, thanks for dinner. And that's the last I heard from her. It's been almost 2 weeks.
Mm. Man. Okay. Well, we'll try to figure out. We're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you. Are you ready?
I am definitely ready. Thank you.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Madison?
This is Madison.
Hi, Madison. How are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show, and the name of it is The Jubal Show.
Yeah, and there's other people there, too.
Yes.
And I'm Nina, also one of those people.
And I'm Victoria.
Hi, Madison.
Okay.
What's up? How are you? There's three of us on the phone right now.
Wow, okay. I'm good. How are you guys?
Great. Have you ever listened to the show before?
Yeah, here and there.
Well, when you were hearing and thereing, have you ever heard a first date follow-up?
Yeah.
You recently went out with someone and you've been ghosting them and they want to know why. You want to take a guess on who it might be?
Yeah. I mean, I know who it is.
Okay.
Okay.
What's his name?
His name is Trey.
Bingo. So what's up? Why are you ghosting Trey?
Okay. Well, listen, the date was really great. Trey's really attractive and, I had a really great time. Dinner was good. We went back to his apartment. It was good. Everything was good. But I'm kind of in a situation where I believe that, you know, signs exist. And I have committed to myself that if I see something that makes me uncomfortable or like a red flag, that I'm going to commit and I'm going to get out of there. And there was a moment where he had rolled over to go to sleep. After, you know, our night, and he had a big crow tattooed on his back.
Crow?
And
okay.
And I was attacked by crows when I was younger, and so I just took that as kind of like a bad sign, and so I just trusted that and I left.
Okay.
Huh. What are the chances though?
Yeah.
Of the particular bird that you were attacked by?
I don't know. It just seemed odd, too odd and too coincidental for me not to pay attention to it.
Man,
I've never heard of anybody getting a crow tattoo.
I've never heard of anybody getting attacked by crows. Okay, so it really, you liked him though, other than the fact that he's got that crow tattoo.
I mean, yeah, I really did. Everything was super chill. It was really nice. We connected really well, but
okay.
You know, there was something about it that just really didn't sit right with me, I guess.
Thank you for being honest, Madison. I appreciate that. I also want to let you know that Trey is on the phone. He's been listening this whole time, and he would love to speak with you.
What's up, Madison?
Hey.
Yeah, so, okay, that's crazy, and I guess, you know, coincidence or whatever you want to call it, a sign, but, like, honestly, black crows symbolize like change and prophecy and luck and freedom. And if you were to look into some of that, like, they're actually a really good omen. And yeah, I'm really sorry you were attacked by crows when you were younger. That is, I have also never heard of that happening, but you know, I would just hate for my tattoo to be the reason that we kind of throw away the connection we had and not like hang out again. I could like definitely enlighten you as to the crow's like spiritual meaning. I promise you that if you told me, like, I've done research on this, and it would, I could make you feel safe, and I could make you feel confident that like the fact that I happen to have a crow on my back is not a bad omen. It's actually maybe kind of like a good omen. Like, maybe it's you coming full circle with that fear.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. You're making a good point right now, Trey. Hey, Madison, let me ask you a question. Did you enjoy your evening with Trey, right? I mean, you enjoyed your evening with Trey.
I mean, yeah, I really did. I just...
Was he good?
Was he good in the bet?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it's... I'm a little hesitant because this is going to sound so cliche, but I feel like Trey just seems too good to be true, and that the crow was just kind of like a big stop sign.
Right.
That like maybe to rethink.
Or maybe Trey... has a point, right? Maybe it is to help. Maybe it's not a coincidence, but it's for you to finally rewire the way that you think about crows.
I mean, that and, is, you know, an interesting point.
That's how you, I mean, because you're looking at it like it's got to be a bad thing. Like, it has to be a bad thing, which makes sense because crows are a threat to you, right? Because they attacked you one time when you were a kid. So you're automatically going to think crows are a threat. But if you start, if you look at it differently and Trey is actually what he says he is, then guess what? The reward centers in your brain, and the thing that connected crows in your brain, all of a sudden crows will be a good thing.
Is it okay if I just ask Trey a question just straight up?
Sure.
I'm just going to be straightforward. What are your intentions with me?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. That's a very valid question. And, you know, as we talked about that night, I'm a go with the flow kind of guy. I definitely let kind of the universe and the world like take me on whatever journey I'm going to go on. But I will tell you that my connection with you is super strong. I am committed to like getting to know you, getting to know what excites you, respecting whatever boundaries you have, but also like hopefully finding my way in so that you can trust me and feel safe, and that like we explore where the connection might lead us. Because I personally think I haven't had that kind of connection with someone before. And I personally think that, you know, this is could be the start of something really kind of special.
Trey, are you sure you're not too good to be true? Because, wow.
I know, Trey. Wow. Everybody. Madison, if you don't jump on it.
I will.
And I will after that. Victoria's still undecided, but.
Yeah, I'll say that. But her thing with crows, too. So,
Victoria, would you like to go on another date? Or, sorry, Madison. Would you like to go on another date with Trey? We'll pay for it.
Honestly, that was a really nice answer.
Yeah. Come on, Madison. You got to do it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
I think I do that.
Sweet. Yeah.
Sweet. Great. Congratulations, Trey. You got another date. And Madison, I think it's going to work out for you. Trey sounds legit to me.
And maybe it's time for you to deserve good things.
Yeah, well, you know, things. I hope so.
Yeah. Yep. And before you know it, you'd be like, bring that big crow over here and attack me with it. You'd be asking for the attack, you know?
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.